104.3 Waterloo Radio.
All right.
You've tuned into the Mono and Mono show here on Sound FM 100.3. All right, we've got Rundown Royalty here in the studio with us now. The band from Guelph playing this weekend at the Hillside Festival on Saturday, July 22nd. We've got
Sam.
That's me.
We've got Sam here.
That's not Sam.
There's two Sams.
There's the other Sam.
Okay, so Sam.
He's afraid to say your last name, Sam.
That's Sam Zadlik. That's it's not that tough. Yes.
Okay, and then Alyssa Dupuis on bass.
Hi.
And then Sam Briggs on drums or finger snaps tonight. and Evan Carl on guitar and vocals. So there you go.
All right. So, yeah, we were talking a little bit before, and it says that you're a Guelph band, but we've got one member from Waterloo.
She's a cheater.
Who, incidentally, I coached in basketball. Which, yeah, was a little bit weird to start. But getting by that, so how did you guys all meet and come together as a band?
Well, actually, Sam and Sam, have been friends for 14 years now.
Oh, wow.
We met a while back in Guelph at the Eden Center, which is now Old Quebec Street.
When we were three,
yeah. So we've been together a while, and we've always done a lot of music. I met Evan about a year ago in my guitar class, and so I knew he was really good. And we lost our guitar player a little while ago, and the first person I went to was him. Unless I met like two.
Where did you lose him?
Where did we lose him? I don't know. We can't find him. Like, it's not around anymore.
If you see him, let us know. We'd like to have him back. Evan just isn't that great.
Ooh, nice. And then Alyssa, I met two years ago, about.
Around 2 years.
Yeah, we did a few workshops together with Octave and the other music center?
I don't know. I just went by Jody and Adam.
Yeah. We did some workshops together with two instructors here in Guelph and Kitchener.
Cool.
So those were pretty cool too, and that's where I found her. So we just kind of threw this together 4 or 5 months ago. And
wow.
It's when Rundown Royalty was formed.
Now, standard band question, and you just kind of alluded to it with the name of the band. Where did you come up with the name?
Well, we really like the idea of what it represents, Rundown Royalty. It's something that was once like powerful and majestic is now sort of forgotten, corroded, run down, if you will.
It's like the record business of today.
Yeah,
exactly. Like the music industry nowadays is really run down, overpopulated with bands that all sound the same and aren't very original. And you know, like we really try, and like when we write songs, we really try and come up with something that doesn't sound like anything else and is really original. And you know, we try and bring a whole new game to the industry. You know?
Cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, I noticed even, like, first of all, the recording quality of your stuff, especially for a band that's only been together for that short a time, the quality of your music that I got from your MySpace and everything is really good. Where did you guys record your stuff?
We recorded it with a guy named Andrew Kolu at BNG Productions in Guelph, and I worked with him in the restaurant business for a little bit before we started talking music.
Are you a restaurateur, Sam?
No, I'm a chef.
You know what? The last band that we had in here, they all worked at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, we all work at restaurants as well.
Yeah, except for Evan.
I work at a used car lot.
Oh. Yeah, Sam and I actually work together now.
Really, nothing to do with
food
at all.
I started in the kitchen.
You eat lunch, don't you?
Yeah. So,
we met in Guelph at a restaurant, and you know, he told me about his studio, and I went by and I brought Sam by to look at it just to check it out, and you know, we told him about our band, and we started recording our 3-song demo there, and now we're halfway through finishing our first full length.
So you guys have only been together for four or five months. Like how quickly after you guys met did you decide, well, we've got enough quality stuff to put down an EP?
To be honest with you, we recorded those 3 songs in a different band a year ago.
Oh, okay.
So those 3 songs that are up on MySpace were Alyssa was still a part of that band. We had a different guitarist at that point, though.
But he wasn't.
That's why it sounds so different.
Yeah. So that was about a year ago that we recorded those 3, and then now we're recording with this group our full-length album, which is supposed to come out in January. I don't think we'll make that deadline. We'll be a little bit late from that. So.
Cool. Well, if it's anything with the three songs that are on... actually, I've been listening off your Facebook band page. If it's anything like those... Like those are solid songs.
Yeah, we're probably re-recording those three songs to be on the first full length, so they'll be re-recorded higher quality,
better.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, we've all improved them up a little bit since last year. So.
Definitely, really. Yeah, like we started recording those songs a year ago. It was around this time when we started. Yeah. So, we've changed a lot in a year and improved a lot. You know, so
for sure.
And for the writing, is it mainly you two guys who have been together for that long, or do you all input to the writing? And
well, Sam writes most of everything, and then like we all kind of come together in band practice and write together there.
I don't know if it's a unique process, but it's definitely not as common.
Yeah, it's not conventional.
Yeah.
But
usually what happens is I come up with some good ideas, have a rough structure for the song, lyrics, melody, rhythm, all that stuff, and then I'll come and see Sam and say, hey, drop a beat, they'll do something crazy, it sounds awesome, and then Alyssa and Evan will come and they'll do their thing, and then the song just sort of comes together.
And then we'll like fool around with
it. Yeah, we add some interesting licks and whatnot.
We record lots of rough demos in the garage band and send that email to each other and write songs like that. That happens a lot, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice. While I was listening to the stuff on MySpace, I got a slight, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, ska influence.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
Yeah? And then how would you kind of put yourself in a genre? Is it like
we've always
like a
said,
rock with a little ska?
Alternative rock fusion is what we throw on it.
Yeah, because there's a little bit of jazz in there.
Yeah.
I
had a background in jazz. I started in jazz.
Yeah.
So a lot of the chords we use are jazz chords. And so it sort of gives a different kind of sound.
Even a little, like a little alt country, a little bit too.
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything in there, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But we all have a lot of different musical tastes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam actually, our drummer, is a huge fan of metal.
Yeah.
Evan's classic rock. Alyssa's country and classic rock and
everything.
She's all over the place.
So a lot of our different genres.
Yeah, we all bring
influence our playing.
Yeah.
Bring a certain different like, kind of style to our music.
Hopefully they go together well.
The one thing in common is we like our music.
Yeah. We do like our music, yeah.
We just try and write really different stuff, and I guess that's really hard to put a label on because it's different and new. And
yeah,
cool. You don't need any labels.
Perfect.
Yeah, why don't we?
All right, let's set it up. Okay, so these guys are in the studio. They've got their guitars, everything here. They're ready to play. What song are we going to hear right now live in the studio?
Heartbreaker?
That's a good one.
Start off with that one?
Yeah.
Alright,
sure.
Song's called Heartbreaker. It's on our MySpace.
Okay, here it is. Rundown Royalty.
Take her away, Evan.
Breaking down.
Woo!
a heartbreak, girl, you know it. Take your soul, stole it. In his arms forever, babe, I don't know why she tries to tell him that there's something inside, yeah. He just happens to be breaking down. Take your soul, stow it, babe. In his arms forever, babe. I don't know why she tries to tell him that there's something inside, yeah. He just happens to be breaking down.
All right. All right, that was some Rundown Royalty here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono. Stay tuned, we got to get to some commercials here, and we'll be right back with Rundown Royalty here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono.
All right.
All right, you're back to the Mono A Mono show here on Sound FM 100.3.
With Rundown Royalty.
Live in the studio. They just performed for us here. And they're performing live this Saturday, July 23rd at the Hillside Festival in Guelph.
And I believe it was at 11:35. 11:55 a.m. on the main stage. Now, can you guys didn't really get into Hillside in a conventional way. So why don't you guys talk about the way you guys got into Hillside?
Yeah. Every year there's a competition within the high schools. It's called Battle of the Bands. And we actually, Sam and I did it 3 years ago for our first time. We auditioned, didn't even make the audition for our school. Last year we did it again with another band.
I was in that one.
Alyssa was in that one actually, yeah.
That was when I first joined.
We auditioned, we got in this time. We got second at our school, so we didn't move on to the citywide. And then this previous year we got first at our school, moved on, and then won citywide.
Nice.
So that's all the top bands in the high schools came together and competed, and we came out on top. So we were pretty excited.
Yeah, I bet.
That is amazing. So that's across Guelph or like where?
Yeah, it's Guelph.
Guelph areas. Yeah.
So like Centennial, GC, Bishop Mack, all those high schools.
Now, not only I know, obviously getting to play at Hillside is a great honor too, but I believe one of you got also an added incentive. Or an added bonus to winning the Battle of the Bands. Did you not? Evan?
To what are you referring?
Did you not win a guitar?
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I did. As a matter of fact, yes, I did.
Nice.
From my father.
You'd think you'd remember those sorts of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope your father's not listening. He's an ungrateful son.
Yeah, before kind of meeting up with these guys, like when I was in kind of grade 11 guitar class, I'd been playing a couple of years, so it was kind of like just a fun course to take. But before kind of meeting Sam and joining the band, I really didn't play in front of anybody else. I especially didn't sing in front of anybody else.
We brought him out of his shell.
And yeah, these guys brought me out of my shell. So around the time when I really started singing and playing on my own at my house, my dad, he wanted me to go, you know, try something else. So he bet me a Rickenbacker guitar that I would not actually play in front of anybody else. So after Battle of the Bands and after joining these guys, I won my Rickenbacker guitar. And I did get it just recently, and I'm very happy to have it.
Very nice.
We're very happy to cast it as well.
We're going to use it on our one of our songs for the album. So,
my dad knows not to make any more bets with me.
Lesson well learned.
You will follow through.
All right, so we've got again, they're playing this Saturday, July 23rd at the Hillside Festival. A bunch of great bands playing that day. These guys are on MySpace. at www.myspace.com/rundown_royalty. Rundown_royalty. As well, you guys are on Twitter, Facebook. You can find out about them all those ways.
And you can go to our Facebook page because we like these guys.
And we like these guys
and
as
we
well.
We like you too.
You do. I was happy about that.
As well, we'll have them on the www.mckennamath.com website where you can click the link there. It'll take you right to their MySpace page where you can find out more music by Rundown Royalty.
Also, this live in-studio performance will be available on our podcast
on
as well.
On our podcast on iTunes.
On iTunes.
So, there we go. Okay, so we've got Rundown Royalty. They're going to play a couple more, two more tracks live in the studio here. What do we got coming up?
This next song we're going to play, it's called The River.
It's a brand new one. It's off our upcoming full-length album.
Yep.
Sweet. And then, we'll come back. Never mind.
Cool.
Here we go.
River, carry her away. River, tell her it's okay. When she finds I fell behind. River, please, please be kind. So fleeting, look right there, her heart is beating slow. Whoa, watch out, there's an obstacle to get around. Oh, you'll need a miracle. When she finds I fell behind. River, please, please be kind. River, carry her away. River, tell her it's okay. River, river, river. Whoa, whoa. River, tell her it's okay. River, river.
Nice job. So again, you're listening to the Mono A Mono Show. This is Rundown Royalty. 3/4 from Guelph, 1/4 from Waterloo.
So, do you guys have anything lined up, like, after the Hillside Festival?
Where else can we hear you?
Nothing actually solid yet, but tentative stuff. We're actually playing here, underneath us right now, Maxwell's Music House. I've been talking back and forth with the manager here. Sometime in August, hopefully. Albion Hotel in Guelph. We're going to be playing there end of August, too. Hillside has this rule, you can't play anywhere a month before and after.
Really?
So we've dropped. Issues.
Uh-oh. Are we going to get in trouble?
This doesn't count, it's not a show.
And this is promoting the Hillside.
Yeah, exactly.
True enough.
So we got a bullet there.
So we got Albion, we got Maxwell's Music House, we got, actually we're playing a benefit thing in Riverside Park for Steely Karate or something.
Steely Karate's 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, so we're playing with a band called Persis, they're a bigger Toronto band. Other than that, we'll see what happens.
Check in on the MySpace page and Facebook page.
You find all our shows, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
Sweet. Cool. All right. So we got one more song from you guys. What are we going to hear this time?
This song is usually a song we open with. It's a bigger song, but acoustic. We sort of dumbed it down a little bit. It's called That's Your Alias.
It's going to be the first single off our album. So.
Yeah. Sweet. Nice. Well, all
right.
Before we play, thanks to Sam, Alyssa, Sam, and Evan.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Really appreciate it.
It was nice having you. We like doing this. If you guys know of any other bands who want to come on our show, let us know. Send them our way.
Yeah, and once you get your album pressed, maybe you'll come back and
definitely. We'll
air some of your new release right here on the Mono A Mono Show.
That's right. So, Rundown Royalty here on the Mono A Mono Show. New album hopefully out sometime in the new year, maybe January, maybe a little bit later. But, Hillside, Saturday, on the 23rd, 11:55. Check them out. Here they are.
Convoluted, all of your ways they've been diluted. Like cheap wine, you're sipping only water. Looking through two palms, getting hotter. I know it's not insecure. Formed by impurities, oh no. Walk away with sight of your lying. Be yourself and please quit your crying. You know that you're not hiding. Lies, but still you try, cause that's your alias, I know, that's your alias, oh, oh. You're not hiding anything when you wear that mask. mask. It's true, we see straight through your lies, but still you try, cause that's your alias. I know that's your alias.